Welcome to Elite Insights on Elite Achievement. These mini episodes deliver quick, actionable ideas to help you lead with clarity, stay focused, and consistently make progress towards your goals. Why do goals get missed even when the goal is clear? One of the biggest game changers in goal achievement is accountability. It is one of the most powerful tools available to you, and it does not have to be complicated or expensive to work. Most goals do not fail because of a lack of clarity. They fail because there is no consistent follow-through. And accountability is what turns intention into execution. Accountability works so well because when someone else knows what you said you were going to do, you are far more likely to do it. For years, I've had a weekly peer accountability call with another business owner. We talk about life and business, but we also talk about what we are going to get done. And the power is not the call itself, although I do look forward to the connection each week. The power is awareness. When you say out loud what you are committing to and you know someone else is aware of that commitment, your behavior is more likely to change. You don't want to let the other person down, or you don't want to show up to that next call and say you didn't get it done. This is why accountability does not have to be expensive or elaborate. It just has to be consistent. Someone needs to know what you're working on, and there needs to be a moment where progress is revisited. Without that, even the best goals get missed. And yet, despite how effective accountability can be, many people still resist it. Sometimes accountability gets a bad reputation. I hear this a lot, especially from financial advisors and leaders who say they do not like accountability. In my experience, that usually means they experienced accountability done poorly. Accountability becomes a problem or something people don't want to embrace when it turns into pressure, control, or a one-size-fits-all approach. Not everyone needs to be held accountable to the same things in the same way or with the same intensity. Good accountability is personal and thoughtful. It invites conversation. It focuses on learning and not judgment. And accountability does not need to be complicated. Strong accountability can be incredibly simple. It can be one question at the end of a meeting. Between now and our next meeting, what is the one thing you are going to get done? Or what is the one action you are taking from today's conversation? Then, when you meet with the person again, you simply come back to it. Last time we met, you said you were going to do X. How did it go? That's it. The person either did it or they didn't. And if someone did not take action, your job is not to make them feel bad. Your job is to understand what got in the way. Was there a belief holding them back? Was there fear or hesitation? Was there a story they were telling themselves? Or was there truly a lack of process or skill? One of the biggest mistakes leaders make is jumping straight to fixing process or skill without addressing belief. Most people do not fail to take action because they do not know what to do or how to do it. They fail to take action because something internally is getting in their way. If you want to get better at holding people accountable, you have to get better at having slightly uncomfortable conversations. For me, that often starts with listening closely to the offhanded comments, the hesitation, the quick joke, or the vague, "I'll try." Those moments usually point to a belief or concern that has not yet been said out loud. Most leaders hear those comments and move on. Leaders who are good at accountability pause there. Some of my favorite questions to ask when you notice those moments of hesitation are simple and powerful. When you think about doing X, what comes to mind for you? What part of this feels most challenging right now and why? Or what could get in the way of taking action on this? These questions are not about catching someone off guard. They're about giving people permission to be honest before things break down. They surface obstacles. They bring belief, mindset, and hesitation into the open where they can actually be addressed. That is real accountability. It's not pressure. It's not micromanagement, but it's clarity, awareness, conversation, care, and concern. Take a moment to decide how you will apply today's insight. What is one priority, decision, or action you will follow through on to consistently make progress towards your goals? This is where results come from. If this episode was useful, follow Elite Achievement to continue building clarity and execution into how you work.